Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hanging out at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw on a Monday. Mike was just having a spirited conversation with a listener.
Hey, man, our boy was basically saying that when you crunch the numbers, and it's funny because we're bringing back, talking about Julio Jones, who finally put in his paperwork on Friday. He's retired.
Yeah.
And so now the first he'll be eligible 5 years from now for that Hall of Fame class. So we'll have to wait till 2030 to see Julio and Canton get that gold jacket. We were talking about some of the things that made him kind of an enigma. And one of the arguments we were just having was about what Julio was, what he wasn't. I've always said 66 touchdowns is amazing. But it's not where it should have been. Him and Matt Ryan should have had that same number that Peyton Manning and Marvin Harrison had back in the day. And then get back to Julio was so good 20-20. Remember, we used to have that with the audience.
We did.
So why does he score more touchdowns? And the audience go, he does the dirty work. He moves the chains. And he basically, this guy's not a Julio fan. That's what I got from the conversation.
I agree that he's not. But I think when you talk about, and this is, you know, revisionist history, right? No matter who the coordinator was, Dirk Cutter, you didn't throw the ball to your biggest and best playmaker in the red zone enough.
Right.
You just didn't. And even in the years where we had Tony Gonzalez, like, you think about that receiving core. Roddy White, Tony Gonzalez,
Julio Jones, Harry Douglas.
And Harry who was matching that?
Right.
Like, seriously. And even when you had that, where you had teams that had to pick and choose, we're not going to give the middle of the field to Tony. We're going to double him. Slot, all right, we got to be careful, Harry. There's no way we're letting Roddy get off on us. Throw the single coverage high fade to Julio
right.
All day, every day. And we should have done a lot more of that. So, yeah, I agree with you. He probably should have 15 more touchdowns
right.
than what he has.
I think the last play of that Eagles playoff loss, that was kind of the quintessential Matt to Julio.
Yeah.
What should have happened but didn't happen,
yeah.
Which was a touchdown.
All right, more on that coming up. Right now, let's talk to Connor Riley and talk some dogs. Connor, before we get into the second scrimmage and getting ready for G-Day, I want to ask you about hoops. I asked Mike this question. Florida's in the national championship game. I don't know if they'll raise a trophy. SEC has been well represented in the tournament. Will Georgia ever get to this point? I'm talking about hoops, where not only they're making deep runs, but potentially playing for chips. I'm not saying it's easy, but Florida has been here before, done it before, now new coach, new AD. They're doing it again. Can Georgia do this?
I mean, the optimistic answer is to say yes, because, and not just looking at Florida, who obviously has a history with Billy Donovan there in the 2000s, but like, I think you look at Auburn a decade ago, Auburn was as irrelevant in basketball as anything. Like Georgia, you know, a decade ago was considerably, in my opinion, a better basketball school, even for all that Georgia wasn't. And then they hire Bruce Pearl, and they stick with Bruce Pearl through some tough times early, and that's paying off because they've now gone to two Final Fours in the last, I believe, 6 or 7 years. So I think so much of this is getting the right coach and building the right way. And, you know, I don't know if Mike White is that for Georgia. He's clearly elevated the program. college basketball is just really hard to navigate now in terms of getting talent, in terms of accumulating talent. You know, you look at Silas Demery in a program like Georgia where, you know, 7-8 years ago, he's a guy, you bring him in, they develop him over the first 2 years, see games, he hopefully stays 3-4 years and elevates the program. Well, now, Silas is a guy who comes in, plays really well 2 years, gets you to an NCAA tournament, and then you've got Connecticut coming in and giving him an awful large sum of money, and it makes all the sense in the world why Silas Demery would leave the Georgia to go play for a UConn. It's a much harder job, I think, in this day and age. And because of that, I do understand people seeing it even being more difficult to get to where a Florida has gotten right now.
It's a Dog Nation's Connor Riley with us, guys. We're live here for Twin Peaks at Kennesaw. So Asa Newell is gone, right? I mean, he's kaput.
Yeah, that's the expectation. It has not been officially announced yet, but the expectation is that he will be a one-and-done at Georgia and playing in the NBA next year.
What's it going to take? You know, we were talking about talking to Josh Jacobs, getting people fired up. It's the catch-22. Had you had a run to the tournament, maybe, I don't know, people cut more checks, more NIL, which makes its way to Stegman? I mean, what is the level, as far as you know, as best you know, Connor, of involvement between the big boosters and the basketball program?
Yeah, I think there's an interest and a want to be there, and maybe in some ways revenue sharing sort of helps that. I think the two things working against them is the SEC was just so incredibly good this year, and look, a lot of the top teams are losing a lot. Auburn's losing a ton. Florida's losing a ton. Bama's losing a ton. Like, the league's not going to be as deep next year. But I do think you're going to see a consistent investment in basketball in this league moving forward. And so it's going to be tough to try and do that every year. And I think the big thing, you know, with Georgia, and I'm someone who's been around this program for a long time, it was never going to be a one-year thing, and then the results are going to start coming. It is going to have to be a slow build where, you know, I think as big as it was for Georgia to get into the NCAA tournament this year, what they do next season, and if they're able to, again, just maintain the level that they were at this year and they get into the tournament, maybe they win a game, maybe they get a better first-round matchup, I think that's going to be huge because you saw this year what Stegman can be like when you have a team worth following and worth rooting for. And this program, in my opinion, so far, has gotten better under Mike White every year. But with the losses we're seeing this year, you lose Asa Newell and the talent that he is. You lose Silas Demery, a guy that you put a lot into. How you continue to build and develop, I think, is going to be so important. They make, you know, even if I think next year they get back to the same level with the first-round tournament loss, but they show they can get into the NCAA tournament, that's the progress to me that I need to see them make. Rather than them going on a Final Four run, you know, you saw South Carolina do this. They got to the Final Four in 2017, and they've largely been irrelevant in basketball since. I think the big thing that Georgia and Mike White have to do is build consistently, and they've taken the steps to do that. Now comes the even harder parts where the gains are so much smaller to be had and all the more important.
I agree. And Billy Donovan, I think people forget how long he was at Florida. I mean, he got there in the mid-90s. Yep. They weren't winning 30 games. He built it. It culminated in the back-to-back.
But Lon Kruger also took him to a Final Four, too.
He did.
Back in the mid-90s. And Billy, you know, there was some degree of success.
Success,
there.
Yes. Right. And that's what I think, you know, Connor's talking about. We'll see with Mike White. Let's talk Dogs from the football standpoint. Second scrimmage, what did we learn? I know it was close to the media, but a lot of conversation coming out of what people saw, right?
Yeah, it sounds like the offense had a better day, certainly, than they did the first scrimmage around. And I think G-Day this coming weekend. It's sort of going to be interesting. The defense won the first scrimmage. Offense wins the second. Who comes out where coming out of that scrimmage or what we see? You know, I think traditionally knowing enough about G-Day, you're going to try and make things really difficult on the quarterback. You're not going to see a ton from the run game. And you're really going to try and see what you can understand and glean from this passing game. But as we talk so much here, it's what to me do we see from the offensive line in terms of pass protection and opening holes in the run game? And then from a defensive line standpoint, where is this group? Because I like the talent that they have on Georgia's defensive line, and you've heard some positive things and some flashes from some guys. But are they going to be able to sustain that over the course of the season? And I think this is a Georgia team, you know, it may not be as high level as that 21 or 22 team was in terms of right out of the bat and what they're able to do. But I think that this is a team set up to where they're going to, I believe, get better as the season progresses. And where is this team in November and as they potentially make that run there? So obviously a long way to go between now and then, but it sounds like the offense had a much-needed bounce back day this past scrimmage after some tough sledding the first go around.
there's still a place for walk-ons at Georgia football. I saw the article in Dog Nation about Terrell Foster. So, I mean, in a world where Kirby's looking for guys who want to be coached hard and dealing with, you know, obviously the reality of Georgia football, there's still a place for those kind of dudes at Athens, it seems like.
And it's going to be interesting. You know, there's obviously the House settlement hearing today, and one of the things coming out of that early is, you know, Judge Wilkin would like to maybe perhaps see with the roster cuts in particular, you know, getting down to 105. Georgia last year had 131 players on their football roster. That's 46 walk-ons. 26 guys are just eliminating from the program because of legislation. She has said that maybe you grandfather in some of these walk-ons that are already here, and then moving forward, that's how you get down to 105, because it's not just players like Terrell Foster or Dan Jackson or Stetson Bennett that came along recently. You've got a lot of scholarship guys on the team that have brothers that are here on walk-on status. And so, you know, I think for all that we've seen college sports become in recent years, and a lot of people don't like the picture, I think the idea of a walk-on and guys that are paying their own way and doing all the dirty work and working scout teams is something.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
something that people look fondly on and remember and love about this sport. And just getting rid of that is just another thing that I think gives a lot of people an ick at this point in time. So if we can find a way to keep them at least a little bit longer, I think that keeps this idea of what college football used to be when, at least, you know, in terms of talking to fans, was a lot better product to enjoy.
Yeah. What do you think this ruling? Because Kirby was like so adamant last week, right? This is going to be, it could be legendary as far as the changes. And was he overselling this thing if this thing goes
today's
the way?
The day for Judge Wilkins.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah. If it goes down the way we expect it.
You know, I kind of agree with Kirby in the sense, like, this is going to fundamentally push college football, in my opinion, even further to the professional sports model. One of the, you know, in an objection raised today in the courtroom out there in Oakland, you know, Judge Wilkins, and this is not what this settlement is getting into, but it certainly forecasts where it's going, is that she believes that collective bargaining is ultimately where this ends up, and that is so clearly a pro sports model. And that's not what this case will decide, but that is, I think, a clear indicator of what these next steps ultimately are. And there's still, as Kirby points out, a lot of questions, a lot of things that have to get decided. Like, NIL regulation is a key part of this House settlement. But how do you determine fair market value when someone is obviously willing to give you, you know, XYZ to come play for their school, and that'll always be the case. So it's going to open some doors where people may not like it. It might cool down some of the Wild West nature that comes with college sports right now. But I agree with Kirby in the sense that I think this opens the door for a more professional sports-looking college football and college athletics as a whole. And that's just going to be really tough to stomach for a lot of people.
And by the way, are they anticipating, I presume that all the smart athletic directors and SIDs and everybody else, I should say coaches out there, Carl, know, and Connor, what this is going to be, around a $22, $25 million per team cap? And that's why having like a general manager and managing like an NFL team is going to be the way of the future.
Exactly. So it's expected to be about $20.5 million per school. And for most high-end football programs like a Georgia, 75% of that $20 million is going to just go to football. So the real number for football is around $13.5, $14 million in terms of revenue sharing for a roster. You know, they all have done the work and crunched the numbers behind the scenes. And even while, and again, it's not expected to be approved today, but likely sometime this week, everyone involved sort of knows what the numbers and the financials are going to look like here coming out of this settlement.
We will wait to hear. Connor, it's going to be interesting. Thanks so much. G-Day, by the way, this weekend. I know you got all kind of coverage. Tell the people where they can find your stuff.
Yeah, you guys can follow me on Twitter, at @KConnorRiley, 1 o'clock on Saturday. No TV coverage this year for G-Day, which I know bumps a lot of people out. But we're still going to have a ton of stuff about what we learn out of Georgia this weekend.
Yeah, stay up on everything that's going on. And, Connor, we'll talk to you next week about what you saw, what you thought, and some of the position battles that we've been discussing all spring long. Thanks so much, Connor.
Yep.
It's Dukes and Bell. I'll say this about this potential ruling. And, again, there's a lot of minutiae here. We're not attorneys. We don't play them. You know, we play them on the radio. We're not real attorneys. I'll just simply say this. To Connor's point, and what he's saying is, even though that might be a cap that might ultimately be in effect and that decision won't be made today, there used to be a standard. And I can say this now because it doesn't exist anymore. But if you were a certain recruit, you got certain things. And now, Mike, that's been skewed by what these evaluations think that you are. And so the point is, again, how do you set a cap with quarterbacks across college football, right, saying, hey, we're only going to pay our quarterback this amount, when right now, if Georgia wants to pay more, if Alabama wants to pay more, they will. This is where the judge is saying eventually this is getting into collective bargaining, which is the NFL, which is the players are represented and the schools are represented, and then they come up with the salary cap situation where it's weighted. That's what we're talking about. I mean, that's a lot there, but I'm just telling you, that's where we're going.
And we got to catch a break. This goes back to that Ivy League lawsuit. This means also I could go on strike.
Correct.
A bunch of college players get together and say, hey, we need more money.
And for me, I hate this.
Yeah. Well, I do. Yeah, but this is on the NCAA's.
I hate it.
It's on their doorstep. All they had to do was give you a percentage of TV money 20 years ago, and all this, you'd have walk-around money for all the players. We wouldn't be down this hellhole we're in now.
All right, we're coming back, guys. How bad are we concerned, or how much are we concerned about the Braves? We're going to tell you next. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start paying. packing. We are live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. They are going to have the national championship game on tonight. It is Masters Week. We cannot wait to be up there in Augusta. Practice round on Wednesday, but we'll be broadcasting live from the Twin Peaks up there, and we'll tell you more about that coming up tomorrow on the show. We'd love to see you if you're going to be in the area, if you could hear us, and you're like, hey, Dukes of Bell's coming out. Yes, we are. Big golf guys, obviously, and we love the Masters, but being in that environment, Mike, and you were just showing me some. What was that? Was that Bryson DeChambeau?
Yeah, I think because today they had the practice round got rained out because the thunderstorms rolled through Augusta. Okay. But one of the nuclear golf who shows goes, man, who's ready to see this guy back at Augusta, the Masters? And they were showing Bryson DeChambeau a couple of years ago where he looked literally like something from, like, I don't know, like an X-Man, where he's like, rot, and he's like twisting himself in half, hitting the golf ball, grabs another one, and it's like almost like a production line, you know, with his coach. But yeah, man, because we haven't seen Brooks Koepka. Phil Mickelson had a tough, bad shot that rolled in the water down in LIV Golf in Miami. Didn't watch it, saw the update on
sure,
an article.
Sure.
Because nobody's watching LIV Golf. But yeah, looking forward to seeing, DeChambeau and all these guys, John Rahm, who's kind of like, well, what's up with him lately? You know, in this field.
Rob was on top of the world,
yes,
and then just fell off.
The LIV Golf thing and the media getting on him, and it's almost like it rattled his cage, and he never got it straight. Now, he did subsequently win some LIV events or
he
two.
He did.
But it's like if a tree falls in the forest and there's no TV cameras on it. So now we're getting forward, looking forward to it. Sucks, though, if you had, obviously, a badge for today with a big washout out in Augusta.
All right. Wednesday,
we'll be
out there. It's a tradition. How concerned are we about the Braves? How concerned are you about the Braves? Now, we didn't finish this series.
Right.
If we would have won the series against the Marlins and scored some runs on Sunday, I would have felt better. That didn't happen because of the weather. So we win Friday night 10-0. They win Saturday 4-0. But here we are again, not scoring any runs.
Well, just talking at the bar, one of my buddies was just asking, what do you think about the Braves?
What's up, bro?
And I said, hey, man. I go, well, the problem now is, he goes, you still think it's pitching? I said, eventually the bats will come alive consistently. But then you get into a series like with Philly. Luckily, we got Chris Sale. But, you know, then you get into, like, off in the weeds. It's A.J. Smith-Schaffer. It's Grant Holmes. You're still waiting on Strider. So we still have basically two-fifths of a rotation you feel really good about, and that's Chris Sale and Schwellenbach right now. So I get it. You know, I make the same argument all the time. The bats, I got to imagine, are going to get it together. But as you and I pointed out earlier, we need Ronald Acuna out there now. And I got to wait 6 weeks? 5 weeks? I mean, what is it now? Today's the 7th. I got to wait till the 18th of May? That'd be 5 weeks.
It's a long time.
Let's go.
It's a long time when you are consistently right now, after three series, one of the worst hitting teams in baseball. That's just what it is. And the 10-run explosion Friday night, and you know, we said this, Mike, and I know you were at the game. I was enjoying a big fat steak. I was sitting there watching the explosion, and everybody's like, where's this been? And you just kind of felt like, all right, it's going to fall into place. And then we come back the next day, and I know it's baseball, but 0-for-9 with runners in scoring position, 11 strikeouts. Like, that. This is the Marlins. This isn't the Padres or the Dodgers. So
no.
I am more concerned now, okay, a little bit more. Phillies come in tomorrow. We better score some runs. Now, look, if we lose to the Phillies at this point, the way things have been going, fine. But let's lose 6-5. Let's lose 7-6.
Well, let's not lose anymore, because that would be 7, 8, and 9 games out of first place. And that would be a very frustrating option. By the way, I never thought I'd say it. I'll say it right now here at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. I'm actually looking forward to Sean Murphy's return because we need some production. Now, the good news is Drake Baldwin, who everybody's a big fan because Braves fans always love the next big prospect, and we have high hopes for Drake. But Drake's not getting called sent back down. They're moving Trump. Chadwick Trump's going down. But Drake's going to stay with the big club. Sean Murphy is back. So
yes,
likely to see Sean Murphy tomorrow night against the Phillies.
So this is why I think, and I said this to you guys, Drake Baldwin could be our surprise element this season. And I know you're going to say, well, you know what? He's not hitting the ball. Yes, he is. He's hitting it. And Mike and I, listen, we don't talk about exit velo and launch angle because I don't give a damn. I want to see you get on base. I want to see you hit home runs. At the end of the day, you can tell me all that stuff, but the folks who keep track of that will tell you that, Mike, he's hitting the ball really hard, and those...
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Those things matter in today's baseball. And what I'm telling you is there's more upside with Drake Baldwin than there is with Trump. So that is why they made this move. Baldwin, even though he's like hitting 154, but nobody's hitting right now, he's hitting the ball hard. He got robbed of a couple of home runs.
Two home runs on the West Coast swing, right?
And so you start to look at this and you go, wait a minute, I just feel like he's got a lot more upside. And I'm glad they made this decision. I thought the wrong decision would have been to take Chadwick Trump and say, all right, he's going to back up Sean Murphy. No, let Drake Baldwin get these at-bats. Let him get these plate appearances, and let's see where this goes. So that's one thing. The other thing, though, is simply that you're just not doing enough as a team. And it's not on one individual, but you can't go stretches as we have where you don't score, you don't get guys home, you don't pitch well enough, and think you're going to win a bunch of games.
It's so hard to wrap your head around the leading hitter on the Braves is batting .242.
It's crazy.
And that's Monty Harris. The other thing, we talked last week about plucky Nick Allen.
Yeah, man.
Who is batting .364. Well, he's coming back to earth.
You know, you were going to platoon him with Arcia.
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, I have no faith in Arcia. Arcia is all glove, no stick. But in the case of Nick Allen, they're going to give him some extra special new specs. And hopefully these 3D glasses will help him hit better. But, yeah, he's cooling off a little bit.
So are you saying he was doing this without being able to see?
I don't know. I just saw an article from Mark Bowman. Apparently he's got better glasses.
Yeah.
What's that movie with Roddy Piper? Put on the glasses. They live.
It amazes me. Who was that a couple of years ago who had to get the contacts or something like that? I know who. Eddie Rosario, wasn't it?
Yes. He had a problem with his eyeballs.
Yeah.
So right now Matt Olson's batting .233. Austin Riley is the big disappointment, batting .143.
Don't say that. Austin's coming.
Austin,
I believe in you, Austin Riley.
5 for 35.
He's going to be fine.
But remember, this is why when I tweak, and I'm not trying to tweak the fans out there, but you know, everyone made such a big deal. Oh, we got to fire Frazier. Frazier, the best hitting instructor. When 2 years ago you were the hottest team in the best hitting club baseball.
Seitzer?
Frazier had Seitzer. What did I say?
Frazier.
Frazier. No, it's Seitzer. Seitzer. Down goes Frazier. Seitzer got fired.
Yes.
Now we got Hires. I don't know this Hires guy from Adam. He did have a lot of experience with the Rangers and has some good teams that won it all.
Yes.
But now, why didn't it? It's funny. I heard somebody asking the question of Squid Billy and Abe today, filling in for Andy Randy. How did you not get a handle on this down in spring training? What are you guys doing in Northport for 2 months?
Oh, come on.
I mean, because you came up here and you can't hit for crap. So what the hell was going on down there?
What do you think these guys were doing down there?
Playing grab ass, playing golf, jogging around the warning track.
What do you think they were doing? What do you think they were doing? You think they went on a fishing trip down there?
Yes, fishing.
I mean, seriously.
Because spring training is the biggest amount of BS on the planet.
Come on.
Spring training is the greatest waste of time known to anyone.
This is not on Hires. Hires, I support you too. Mike, would you stop pointing the finger at everybody?
Hey, well, listen. Braves fans, we never fire anybody but the hitting coach, and the hitting coach got fired last year, and now the team is the worst hitting team in baseball.
Riley's going to be okay. Austin, I believe in you. Hires is
5 for 35.
Hires is going to do. Nobody's more disappointed, Mike, than Austin Riley himself. Hires is going to be fine. Okay,
right.
he's trying to make sure that everybody is in their groove. But let's not assume like all of a sudden, you know, they rented a yacht down in Miami and everybody went out for the week.
These guys have
been working.
These guys play grab ass in Northport. Now it shows. And Ozzie Albies batting 194.
Oh, you don't believe in Albies?
He's my favorite Brave. He's 7 for 36. And, again, the strikeouts, man. But you said Austin Riley's got the most. Riley's got 14 strikeouts. Kelnick's got 12. Ozuna from the Braves with 11 Ks so far.
He's at least walking, though.
That's what he does.
He's at least walking.
He's a pro.
All right, man. Are you concerned? I mean, you guys tell us.
Well, I mean, if you lose 2 out of 3 of the Phillies.
Are you concerned?
Imagine being
not you, the gentleman behind you.
Back?
She's like, are you talking to me? Are you concerned? She's like, I'm not concerned. And you can tell me all day long, oh, it's so early in the season, Dukes. It is. But Mike said it. I've been telling you this. We cannot clown around and think that we give April away, and all of a sudden you're 15 or 12 games out, Mike, and you're like, well, we'll come back.
1-8. Nita Cunha back ASAP.
All right, man. We're coming back, Mike. What do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
Coming up next in Guy Talk on Dukes of Bell Live from Twin Peaks here in Kennesaw. Let's talk about booty, Carl.
What?
Booty.
Did you say boop, 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 booty?
I want to see some booty shaking, starting with Charles Barkley's comments about them big old women down in San Antonio, which had those women reacting.
He won't let it go.
This weekend, Final Four. And speaking of more booty.
The food is good there, Charles.
You know what? I always said if you get told you have 6 months to live, move to San Antonio. Because, no offense, every day seems like a year. When you're stuck there for the Final Four, I know that's your home and you grew up there.
It's a great place to visit. I went to high school there. No secret. Right. We had a great time, but like ultimately, it's a great place to visit. Right. I don't necessarily. That's why I don't live there now.
Right. Remember one time when Georgia Tech kept winning?
Yeah.
We didn't expect them to beat Oklahoma State, and I called up Dusty Rose and I said, "Dusty, you grew up out here. Where's a good place to go in San Antonio?" He goes, "About an hour's drive to Austin." So we did. Hey man, Paige Spiranak, you know who she is?
Of course.
Most guys are on Twitter and like golf and like big booty. Well, some say she showed too much. I say no.
She did show a lot, though.
But is too much enough or too much too much?
Who am I to judge?
Let's get into it. Next. Way to play his play, man. What a rainy weekend. It was like wrath of God stuff this morning, man.
It was yucky. Yesterday was yucky. It rained all day. Like, literally, I looked at the map, because you ever do this, you're like, all right, it's raining. When's it stop? It doesn't.
Yeah.
It's going to rain till 10, take a break, and then rain overnight. You're like,
My wife's laughing because, as you heard the last few weeks, the transformation into my father is now complete.
Yeah.
And I was talking to my boy at the bar earlier. We were joking around. He says, it's true. You just can't help it. Now I've crossed over into this weird zone. Now, not only I'm just doing stuff even more than my dad did. So, like, for instance, I did some more yard work on Saturday, and my back is tight, and my knees are shot. And because they want you just stop. I can't stop. Got to get it done.
Once you start.
You know, what? Get what done?
You
do whatever you want to do. It's like, there's no time limit.
No.
I'm putting these parameters, these constraints. I must get X amount of work. It's a stupid. It's finally, you're right. Stop it, nitwit.
Once you start, though, I'm that way, too.
Yeah.
I can't stop. It could be dark outside. Right. You're still working? Yes, I'm going to finish this.
And this is where, and I think a lot of guys out there who listen to the show, no matter where you grew up, north, south, east, west, you know, it's just, if Dad always said, it rings in my ear. If you're going to do something, do it the right way. Don't grab. So if I'm picking up sticks, and there's like 5 or 6 sticks, you know what I got now? I got like those, you know those, like, have you seen these things they sell at Walmart? It's like a pooper scooper handle. It's a claw on a long handle, so you don't have to bend over.
Sure.
I'm picking up freaking pine cones and putting them in a bucket, then putting the bucket in the wheelbarrow.
Wow.
Is this?
All right, that's
I've now become.
That's a lot.
We may have to come up with a sounder, Carl.
That's a lot.
The anal retentive homeowner.
Yeah, man. Look, some people, it's not that big of a deal to have their yard looking good. I don't like you people. But to some people, it is a big deal, right? And, let's be honest. There's always a house near your neighborhood or in the neighborhood.
Right.
That doesn't get taken care of. And when I say that, I'm just talking about that's the one that everybody, all the neighbors are like, I wish they'd do something with that house. What are you talking about? How about just like clean it up, paint it, like tut the yard, do something. There's always that house.
And sometimes the guy in that house is a creep. I just watched on Netflix
story
of the Gilgo
Suffolk
Beach.
Suffolk County.
The Long Island, he's murdering prostitutes and then leaving the bodies out on the beach. This guy lived in the only house in Massapequa. This is where the Alec Baldwin was from and Jerry Seinfeld.
We watched
it. Was the crap house. It was the house that literally wasn't painted, looked like, you know, an absolute blank.
It made that part of the doc made me laugh. It's not a funny doc because these young ladies, they're finally getting justice. Right. But
and the political dysfunction of Suffolk County,
correct.
New York.
Correct. Yeah, this should have been solved hopefully a long time ago. It would have been. But that part made me laugh because they literally are interviewing the people when they put the tape around this guy's house and they're like, what's going on? And the neighbors, you know, they're always interviewing. And the lady's like, we always said that's the house they never take care of. And I was like, there's always one.
I think there is some correlation from the crap house and a psycho living in the house, but not to paint with a broad brush. On that note,
Mike, he was a psycho.
Oh, he was, too.
He was a sociopath. This dude was. The survivors, the ones he didn't get.
Oh.
To hear their stories of like, show up at the house and he goes upstairs and you're like, oof. The chick that said she walked in and there was a TV and like on a table tray,
right?
No furniture, no pictures in the house. Like it was just the weirdest
thing.
That's
the house they had in Pennsylvania. Hey man, it's on Netflix by the way. You want to see what we're talking about? Masters guys, Masters Monday unfortunately was a rainout. A band of thunderstorms came through, so everything was shut down. At one point, I was told, I can't confirm this, but I have heard that some of the Patriots are actually going to have to leave the premises
because
how severe the weather was at one point.
So was it last year? I think you were out. We went to East Lake. I want to say you were not there because Chris was with us.
I was in Ireland with Georgia Tech.
Okay.
And Florida State.
Yep. Because it was in August.
Yep.
And it starts to rain. And they came and told us at East Lake, like, we're looking at the map. This thing's about to get shut down. We just want to tell you. And when that happens, you guys are going to have to leave. There's nowhere we could broadcast from. We were in one of those tents out on the course.
Right.
And so they said, we just want to give you a warning. And that was like 45 minutes before this thing hit. And literally, Mike, the sirens went off. Golfers got off the course.
Right.
And next thing you know, sheriffs, everybody's like, yo, everybody's got to get out of here because they can't keep everybody safe.
Right.
So you got to get out of there. And you can go to the main building, but like these tents with these poles and all that stuff. So anyways, to your point, yeah, we got booted out and everybody was freaking out like, oh, they're going to start back up. No, today is done.
We got 17 in at Canongate on Sunday with Andy Bunker.
Yeah.
And I was playing really good in the back nines. I wanted to finish. And all of a sudden, lightning strikes about a quarter mile away. You know when you can smell it, that crispy electricity in the air? And I was like, okay. And I mean, it just, man, it came down. I mean, I'd have to remind you guys, we got soaked to the bone.
Yeah, we did.
The funny part was Andy's brother Ryan was visiting from Seattle. Andy's off this week. And he was at the Masters today. I hope he got a chance to at least walk the grounds. But the funny part with Bunk, since he wasn't driving, I got him really tuned up. Bunky was in such
a
happy place.
You got somebody tuned up? Come on, Mike.
Man, Bunker.
That never happens.
Bunker was in, Andy was in such a happy place in the house. He's like, I love you, man. You and Carl, I'm so supportive from the start. Such, you know, you've always been such great friends, and we love you guys. Andy is the sweetest, happiest guy when he's got a buzz. He's just an absolute sweetheart.
He is.
Good dude.
I love his wife. She's terrific. They got two great kids. I mean, he is one of the nicest people you'll ever meet.
And was hitting it very well, as he always does, man. 320, man. He hits some monster drives.
Well, the thing about Bunk is, he might not play for 6 months. And you're like, ha-ha, he hadn't played.
Right.
And he comes out, and he's hitting it like 312, 325. Right. And you're like, come on, man.
Serious golf. All right, speaking of golf, now she was on tour at one point. Paige Spiranak, the influencer, very zesty, curvy, blonde golfer that now is on Twitter and gets a lot of followers and a lot of hits because she's rather sexy and provocative outfits swinging her golf clubs. Well, the most recent video, some people says, Carl, she pushed it too far. In this, she says, help me set up my new golf bag. And then she proceeds to basically turn around, and she's showing off the goods, and she's basically, you can see her butt. Mm. Some said it was too much of her Georgia peach or whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
But she's basically, you know the deal, low-cut, skin-tight outfit, doing her thing, For those who aren't familiar, it's Paige Spiranak, S-P-I-R-N-A-C.
I would not go there and look at this, Mike. I mean, even if you paid me, what's the site again?
Again, that's Paige Spiranak, S-P-I-R-A-N-A-C.
I am not going there no matter what you say. Yes. I am not going to check it out.
So not everyone was happy. And I don't know if this was a man or a woman.
Good Lord.
But look what somebody wrote. Now, these are the people that just shouldn't be on social media. Had to start that second shot with your behind on the camera. Real classy, Paige, someone wrote.
If sure, you're following her...
Are you not familiar with Paige's work?
If you're following her, yes, you should not be criticizing her for what she's doing. This is what she does.
Right? She goes, quote, I went from having my back connect to my thighs to this. It's not the biggest peach now, but I've been working harder than ever in the gym and also with my diet, to critics on social media. No, she's a knockout. And
them squats paying off.
For our audience, she's not too skinny because a lot of our audience would like their people a little curvy.
Hey, man, look, whatever
you paint with a broad brush, I'm just saying.
Whatever your flavor. But I will say this, though. She has gotten and garnered a lot of...
Look at the guys at the bar. Look at the guys comparing notes.
Why wouldn't they? I told you I would not go to this site, and then Gordon pulled it up, and I had to look. But listen, all I'm saying is she's garnered a lot of attention.
Right,
doing this kind of stuff. This is what she does.
Right. And now, again, we dealt with Me Too, and as well we should. Women shouldn't be objectified unless they want to objectify themselves. If it's a personal choice, and as she says, there's been a ton of discussion around female athletes showing off their bodies. People are saying, stop over-sexualizing yourself. What if you're a sexual person?
Gordon,
what if
you showing me pictures.
What if you're proud of your body? Why is it bad? Maybe I think the pendulum, Carl, is swung the other way now where we can have beautiful women be beautiful on social media without having women who aren't comfortable with their bodies tell them they shouldn't be doing that. And again, it is what it is. Different strokes for different folks. If you're a fox, be foxy. If you're sexy, be sexy. If you want to do that fans only, do fans only.
Would you guys stop showing me pictures? There are people at the bar who are like, Dukes, look over here. I mean, got a picture up. Would you people? I don't want to see any more of this. Put your phones
hopefully
away.
Hopefully we got this guy looking at Paige Spiranak instead of showing me his baseball swing from 1969.
It's always somebody else's fault, yeah. Carl, huh?
Yeah. All I'm saying is I was minding my own business. Multiple people at the bar now are showing me more and more pictures.
All right, speaking of booty, you might remember Charles Barkley back in the day. A lot of big old women down in San Antonio talking about the Spurs on Inside the NBA back in the day. Well, needless to say, some of those folks didn't forget. Women of San Antonio still feeling upset that he was being disparaged by Charles Barkley. I got to tell you, Tim Duncan's incredibly hot young girlfriend has got the shirt saying, Barkley don't know. Lots of women wearing these T-shirts in the crowd on Saturday.
I love it.
During the Final Four.
I love it.
Abby Lentz wrote a 4-page article to condemn the discriminatory comments. She published a criticism through a nonprofit organization called Obesity Action Coalition in 2015. Basically, Charles saying that women need to get on the Stairmaster. And again, this just dovetails perfectly to our conversation. You know, look, if you want to be chubby, be chubby. If you don't, then go get in shape. And either way, someone's going to love you if you're fat. Someone's going to love you if you're not. But more may love you if you're not.
Come on.
What? I'm just saying. Now, again, if it's something that's beyond your control, you know, that's physiologically or genetically,
Charles,
but otherwise, you don't get with the program.
But when Charles said that at the time, and again, this is going back almost 20 years now, maybe.
Right.
A lot of Latino women took offense to it because there is a large Latino population
right.
there.
Right,
and
right.
So that is why women are like, what is he talking about? And they went at him. And so that's funny. Now they remembered, and of course, you know, Charles is part of the college basketball coverage, but that makes me laugh, man, that they the get back with the shirts. That's funny.
It was funny. While, again, great run for Auburn. We talked about how entertaining the Final Four was. Florida outlasted the Tigers, but before the game, Auburn center Dylan Cardwell on Friday said, quote, he had not seen any of the women that Charles Barkley was talking about upon arrival in San Antonio.
No, man, listen, you guys know this. There's beautiful women everywhere, every city. There's
right.
You know, and to Mike's point, that we're not saying, you know, tongues out, but they should be complimented. Like, we say this all the time. When you have friends with or conversations with your friends, you talk about a particular city,
right?
And you're like, man, I ran into some beautiful women there. That's what you want.
Yes, Atlanta. That's why when we have
that's what you want.
When we go to Vegas or we're hanging around somewhere, anywhere in the world, somebody you mentioned Atlanta. Oh man, what beautiful women in Atlanta. Yes, beautiful women in Miami. Beautiful women everywhere. But yes, certain cities they do sort of, you know, Rio de Janeiro.
That's right.
Ipanema Beach.
That's right.
Hello. So, yes, if you like the booty, today's Guy Talk is dedicated to the booty. I was joking around with Carl earlier. When Georgia Tech won, it's been 21 years since Paul Hewitt took Georgia Tech to the Final Four, beat Oklahoma State, lost to UConn in that championship. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy, Mike.
And I remember they beat Kansas in the St. Louis Regional. I remember Stake, we were all there for that. It was just amazing. But, yeah, just talking about when we were in San Antonio, if you're from there, you know where to go.
True.
You know, you're not going to be in the touristy areas. Just like if you're from Atlanta, you're no disrespect to downtown. You're not hanging out in downtown Atlanta.
Right, right.
Maybe some of that changes when we get Centennial Yards and
I
all
agree.
That's done.
Yep.
But it was funny because every morning it was like Groundhog Day with Bill Murray. The alarm would go off. You'd walk the river walk. Then it was, would you like some carne asada? So it was just kind of rinse repeat from Friday through Monday.
Well, that's why everything is in close proximity for this event, right?
It's it's a perfect town
for walking,
conventions.
Yes.
And big events.
And walking down there. Now, the Alamo Dome is a dump, and it has been. I'm surprised they haven't replaced it yet, but it's convenient from that standpoint. You stay there, you stay close to the river, you walk. You're right about that. The food is great, but it's a great place to visit, man, and they do a good job with the Final Four, which is why they keep going back there. They keep making it one of the spots that they continue to have this event in.
All right, guys, a couple more guys hitting us up on the text. I go, Mike, will you please give me the link to this woman? All right, we'll get it there.
Put your phones away, people.
Not while you're driving, you jabroni. Hey, man, we're live at Twin Peaks and Kenosha with you till 6, and then it's the greatest pregame coverage ever of the men's Final Four championship now tonight.
Yeah, it is. We're done at 6. Come on through, man. We'd love to get a chance to see you, meet you. And we have seen a bunch of folks already, and we got some regulars out here as well. Taker's out here. Yeah. All right, we're coming back 5 o'clock hour straight ahead. I'm going to tell you why he is going to the Hall of Fame first ballot when we come back. It's Dukes and Bell.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.